Toss and tap, and this bracket buster game is underway with Bowling Green controlling the tap and gaining first possession. Dee Brown and Joe Jakubowski toss it around the top of the circle. Valpo in a man-to-man. Here's Dee Brown back to Joe high on the left. Scott Thomas takes it top of the circle. Guarded closely by Kruth. Thomas goes to the right wing, passes for Brown high on the right. Dee comes out top of the dribble. Free throw line jumper, bounces on the back of the rim, goes up in the air and through the hole. Dee Brown with that shooter's roll. It's 2-0 Bowling Green. Falcons trap out of their 2-3 zone right away. They get a ball batted into the backcourt and off Valpo. Scott Thomas knocked it away and it landed off Brandon Wood. Turnover, Crusaders.
Right there. Good job of the Falcons with the surprise trap. I don't think Valpo expected such an early trap. And, you know, good job of the Falcons executing and getting at it defensively.
So BG leading 2-0 and they will inbound it. Joe Jakubowski, he'll be checked by Brandon Wood. Joe dribbles over to the right sideline, gets a pass in the wing for Scott Thomas. Scott finds Eric Marshall at the free throw line. Out to Dee Brown, high on the right. Man-to-man by Valpo, 2-0 Bowling Green. Here's Joe, high on the left. Dribbles toward the left wing, gets in the corner for Thomas. Thomas finds Otis Polk, left block. Fadeaway shot for Otis, left it short. Eric Marshall tipped it, kept it alive. Eric can't get a hold of it, and it finally comes free to Valpo. Kruth. Poked away from him from behind by Jakubowski. Causes a loose ball on the sideline. Off the Crusaders. Wood touched it last. Bowling Green gets it back.
You know, right there, good job of Eric Marshall trying to keep the basketball alive on the offensive end, but he wasn't able to. And what I liked about that, Jakubowski not giving up on the play, was able to tap the ball from behind to free it up for the Falcons.
BG leading 2-0. Here's Dee Brown high on the left. He'll get a screen from Otis Polk, come to the top of the circle. Step back from the free throw line after his defender falls down. Misses that shot. Scott Thomas, offensive rebound, and he is fouled going back up. So he will shoot two for the Falcons, who lead it 2-0. Scott Thomas fouled by Brandon Wood. And Scott will stroll to the stripe. Falcons leading 2-0. Scott coming off a nice game against Buffalo. Really one of the few Falcons to play decent offensively. He had 21 points on 8 of 14 shooting. He also had 4 steals. Free throw is good for Scott Thomas, who is a 70% free throw shooter on the season. Falcons bump their lead to 3-0. BG back to MAC play Wednesday night as they'll host Kent State. There's a missed free throw and a rebound foul against Otis Polk. And you hate to see your big guys pick up those cheap rebound fouls on free throws, Kirk.
Yeah, definitely. And with especially a player like Otis that's, you know, foul prone, so yeah. That's just a cheap one for him to get on the free throw line.
Falcons whip out that 1-2-2-3 quarter court press for Valpo to get a look at. They get it into the front court with McPherson just barely beating the 10 count. Now baseline drive. They throw it out top through a couple of hands. And loose ball foul going to be on Joe Jakubowski of Bowling Green as he bumped into Brandon McPherson. So Valpo looks a little disoriented offensively here in the early going. First foul on Jakubowski, second on the orange and brown.
And I think part of that is I'm sure they know that Bowling Green, we pressed and trapped and stuff like that, but they probably weren't expecting it to be thrown right at them from the beginning of the basketball game.
Valpo finds a baseline driver and a shot blocked at the rim by Eric Marshall. He got a piece of Rogers' shot coming down the left baseline, a miss, and a Falcon rebound for Scott Thomas. BG brings it into the front court. Jakubowski drives in the lane, gets hacked. That is Tommy Kruth committing the foul. His first and the team's second. Bowling Green 3, Valparaiso nothing. We've played 2 minutes here at Anderson Arena. Scott Thomas will inbound it for Bowling Green on the baseline in the right corner. That four guys lined up, free throw line and extended in the wings. To Jakubowski, hands it back to the inbounder, Thomas in the right corner. Scott comes out top on the dribble. Now leaves it for Jakubowski high on the left to set up the offense. Flips it to Dee Brown, right point. Right wing to Thomas. Lobs it to Eric Marshall, low on the right. Pump fake. Glasser counted. Eric Marshall makes it 5-0 Bowling Green. And Eric's what you call crafty around the basket. High post, Valpo gets it in there to Johnson. He works down the lane and finds an open man in the right corner. A three missed by Kruth. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Michael Rogers. For Valpo, who will bring in a couple of subs, Brokoff comes in, and also coming in is Howard Little. So a 5-0 Bowling Green lead here. Ryan Brokoff, an Australian. Howard Little hails from Chicago. This Valpo team with quite the international flavor to it. Here's a pass, Otis Polk, low on the right from Scott Thomas, and a basket for Otis. 7-0 BG. So the Falcons, who have been prone to falling behind early of late, turning that around. Now here's a pass knocked away. Otis Polk has it, ahead to Jakubowski, down the court to D. Brown, layup good. That was careless passing by Valpo. 9-0 BG. And Coach Homer Drew will get a Valparaiso timeout.